Good evening and welcome to another edition of Agar Meditation. Thank you for joining all of you. Today we have the topic, In Solitude, Find Yourself. Let me tell you what this exactly means. We have been talking about finding the self. So many of you might be wondering, I want to work on my emotions, I want to work on my feelings, I want to work on my past, I want to work on my fears. And if I'm going to find myself, I'm going to be attending these meditations on finding myself, when am I going to work on all these unconscious memories that I'm carrying and the feelings and the fears that I'm carrying? Essentially, finding yourself has to do everything with healing. As far as healing is concerned, there are four aspects. One, either it is curable, or it's manageable, it's treatable, or it's not curable. Either ways, the one common factor in all of this is that you have to get out of the way. When the ego gets out of the way, cure or healing can happen. When the ego wants to heal, it comes in the way, it obstructs healing. And this is why it is important for us to get out of the way. If I have to get out of the way, then where do I have to be? I have to be in the self. And that's the reason why we constantly pursue this topic of finding yourself. So healing is always not possible. At times, the karmic effects are so dense that it takes a long time for healing to happen. So what does one do? Does one go pillar to post searching for the right medication? Or does one constantly worry? Or does one give up the struggle and just align with the divine and ask for the divine to show the way? What does one do? So if you have to take the last option of asking God to show you the way, then it is important that we are in this journey to find ourselves. And that's the reason why we conduct these meditations of finding the self, because we can get out of the way and we can heal ourselves. Welcome to Agar Meditation. And let us now start, as always, the maypole. This is important and necessary for all of us. If you are not able to meditate, if you feel there's a lot of clutter, the one practice that you can get to all the time is the maypole. 99.9 times out of 100 times, the maypole will be possible. And within a minute, you will get into that silent, sublime state of mind. So let us start the maypole. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms, with fingers extended. In your inner scene, visualize, think, imagine, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. You can replace this sphere with any name and form of God or Guru whom you worship. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat and walking up to this pole. Choose a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you and walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any anxiety, any stress that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 to 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain, any distress, any anger, any disappointment that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative emotions, negative experiences, and anything else that you wish to release. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon, its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love and breathe out everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. Breathe in this way another few more times, and as you breathe out, let go of everything negative from the past. Solitude essentially means to spend time away from everything and everybody who is outside of you. It is to spend time with yourself. It's necessary, important, and priority to spend solitude, time with yourself, to be in solitude. It's because it's only when you find yourself, when you confront yourself, you will realize what you are doing to yourself. You will realize how you're treating yourself. You will realize how much you respect yourself. You'll realize how much you honor yourself. You'll realize how much you really mean to care for yourself. Unless you are in solitude, away from everything and everybody, you simply cannot know. Most illnesses are born out of the mind. They're born out of anger, of sorrow, of fear. Many of us are not willing to believe that emotions cause symptoms. Many of you have read about it, but many of you refuse to believe it. But your refuting it is not going to make it go away. And this is why it's so important. It's so very important to spend time in solitude so you can come face to face with what you are doing to yourself. So let us now spend some time in solitude. Unlike every other time that we have been meditating, you're not going to breathe in deeply. You're just going to breathe normally. And I want you to keep your eyes downward gazed with your eyelids closed. And just listen to your breathing, just the way it is. Sit with your back, your neck and head straight. Keep your eyeballs in a downward gaze. And keep your eyelids closed. Just pay attention to your breathing. No matter what happens, just do not raise your eyelids or your eyes. Don't open your eyes, no matter what happens. Just keep your eyes in a downward gaze, eyelids closed. Just observe your breathing. If any of you have a lot of thoughts crossing your mind, consider holding on to the maypole ribbon. Hold the ribbon twice so you're just uplifted about these mental vibrations. If any thought occurs, just bless the thought. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. Make friends with your silence. Silence is the teacher. Silence is the creator. That's where all ideas come. When you make friends with silence, then you make friends with God. You make friends with the deepest parts of consciousness. When you make friends with silence, you have all the answers to the questions. You have no more misery. You are free. But to be silent, you must give up chatter, gossip. You must give up clutter. But many of us have got so used to clutter and mental chatter and talking that solitude means to get away from all these so-called friendships that you enjoy every day. But the choice is yours. You cannot have both. If you must have gossip, if you must have chit-chat, then you have to forego silence. But if you want to befriend silence, then silence tells you where to connect, whom to connect to, and everything else. Let us continue this meditation of being in solitude. Even if you have anyone sitting beside you, do not connect with them. Connect with yourself instead. Just go within. Keep your eyeballs low, downward, eyelids closed, and just observe the breath. Let the silence take over. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. Are there any questions, any comments? Anyone wants to share any experiences that you had today? Yes, sir. Please unmute. Mr. Ravi, please unmute. Mr. Ravi, we are not able to hear you.
Am I audible?
Yes. Yes. Yes, you are.
I'm concentrating on talking about the pain. Yes, sir. But the pain is still reminding me that you have a pain at this particular point, and it will be just reminding me on that while even in concentration, meditation. I'm not able to overcome that.
It's not a question, like I told you. Sometimes the pain is curable, treatable, manageable, or incurable. Don't focus on the pain. Focus on the self so you rise above body awareness. The body by itself does not feel pain. It's the mind that feels pain, which is why when before the doctors perform a surgery, they shut off the conscious mind. And so all the sensory receptors in the mind are disconnected and you don't feel pain. The pain is of the mind and not of the body. So when you're able to rise above the mind, then you'll be able to rise above pain. Yes. Are there any other questions, comments?
Good evening. Just one small clarification. When we sit in this solitude meditation, you know, a lot of thoughts come, right? So is the ideal state is where we don't get any thoughts and we are just one with the breath? Is that the ideal state one should aim for?
No, there's nothing called as an ideal state. What you need to do, which is, that's why I give you the instructions that your eyeballs need to be oriented downwards.
Okay, doctor.
The eyeballs are, the eyes are the windows of the mind. If your eyes are straight, then your mind will be occupied with thoughts. When your eyeballs are oriented downwards, immediately the thoughts cease to exist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's the practice. The practice is to keep your eyeballs in a downward gaze and keep your eyelids closed and don't lift, let the eyeballs rise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, doctor.
Yes. And as you go on practicing, you will realize that you are able to rise above the mind where you realize there are thoughts, but the thoughts no longer disturb you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions, clarifications, any sharing? What is important is for all of you to practice the meditations. Like I've been telling you, that we are going through a lot of turbulence currently, and the turbulence is only going to increase. And everything that you believe is something that you can hold on to, something that you have marked in your mind as something that is safe, that is secure, that is assured, will all shake your confidence. And there's only one thing that you can hold on to, and that will be your own divine self. So when that belief that you hold of security, of safety, of assurance, of all those things that are impermanent in this world, when they start shaking, at that time meditation won't be possible. Start today, so when the turbulent times come, you know how to hold on to your self within and to stay stable. And these turbulent times are here, and they are here to stay for a while. It's like before light, the darkness is very dense. And that's where we are. Just before dawn, the darkness is very dense. So we are in the darkness at this moment. And what I want you to do, what I'm asking you to do, is to get into these meditations so that you can connect to your own divine self. And so when all those assurances and sureties that you have been recognizing for so many years, when they all begin to shake, at that time you don't have to shudder with anxiety and fear. So please meditate every day. 10 minutes, 20 minutes is good for a start, but don't make that your regimen. Go longer, go deeper, so that you can find the divine self, so you can tune into the divine self and get all the guidance that you need. The only reason why we constantly connect every Saturday is to help so many countless people who don't know where to go, who don't know what to do, who are already facing this fear, this anxiety, where all their assurances are falling apart. And they need some solace, some guidance, somewhere to reach, something to hold on to. And they are desperate. They feel lonely. There's only one place, and that's within. Nothing outside of you can give you that assurance, can give you that replacement. The self is all that is. Everything else is transient. Everything else is impermanent. Everything else will fall apart. So please come back to your meditations. Practice it every day. Not for 10 minutes, not for 20 minutes. Go longer, go deeper. You are worthy, far more worthy than a 20-minute meditation. Your life is far more precious than a 20-minute meditation. Go deeper. If you don't have the time in the morning, wake up earlier. It's very simple to wake up early. All you have to do is to sit on the bed before going to bed, before lying down, sit on the bed for a few minutes. Just observe your breathing. And when the mind is calm, just ask God to wake you up at whatever time you want to wake up. And then lie down and sleep. And just at the time when you ask God to wake you up, you will see something will wake you up. It's that simple. It's effortless. Try it and you will see it works. So whatever time you want to wake up, that will help you sit in meditation for longer than 20 minutes, ask God to wake you up at that time. But as a responsibility, you have to go to bed early. You can't go to bed at 12 and ask God to wake you up at 3. He will come and wake you up, but you will be so groggy that you will wake up at 3 only to go back to sleep again. So make sure that you sleep early so that when God wakes you up in the morning, you answer him and you get up, get out of the bed and sit in meditation. So thank you so much for attending this session today. I hope all of you will commit yourself to these meditations. We have over 600 members, and yet we have only 5% connecting every time, which is a good number by the ratio of the world average. The world average is 3%. We are 5. So we are much better than the world average that way. But still, there's an effort to wake up more people, so more people join us every Saturday. So please spread the message. These videos are uploaded. They're free for everyone to access. Please spread the message. Let more and more people access these meditations on Saturdays. Let more people wake up. Because when social consciousness is tuned into meditation, your meditation will become easy. So we need to awaken the masses so that when they tune into meditation, our meditations become far more easier. So please spread the message. Let more and more people log in and practice the meditations. It's free for all, and they all can come log into these meditations, listen to them. With this, I end today's meditation. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week. Let's connect again next Saturday. Until then, goodbye.